drive through the city of Minneapolis, and you notice the mix of commercial and residential development. Head 1.5 miles west out of downtown, past the garbage incinerator, farmers market, and heavy manufacturing, and you enter the neighborhood of Bryn Mawr. It's a diverse neighborhood. One-story bungalows mixed in with manicured lawns and three-story Victorians. It also offers a novelty, a reconstructed prairie, one of 51 prairies recently created in Minneapolis. 5 years ago, the city's Parks Department was faced with budget cuts. They realized they were spending millions of dollars on mowing. They needed a solution, a way to save money while preserving the park's visual appeal. So they hired Ron Bowen to create a number of prairies throughout the city. Bowen is president of Prairie Restoration, Inc.
Park Board has, you know, made an effort to take some of these areas that really didn't need to be mowed and turn them back into good habitat and plant them with native plant materials.
Bowen planted this 3-acre stretch in Bryn Mawr. Now it's home to over 100 different species of native plants and animals. While it's late in the season now, earlier this fall, Bryn Mawr Meadows was a blaze of gold, lavender, and maroon, with long-stem prairie grasses swaying among the native wildflowers.
The yellow in midsummer, the black-eyed Susans, the patches of flowers that are here are just great. Yellow coneflower, which is a great prairie plant with the drooping yellow petals. It shows up, it's 5 feet tall, moves with the wind. It's great.
But now it's the end of the season, and colors are fading fast. Neighbors are raking up leaves and tucking in their gardens. It's time to get the prairie ready for winter. The period after an initial frost, but before the first snowfall, is known as the burning season. An applied burn, every 3 years, is part of prairie management. It removes non-native species, kills woody vegetation, and invigorates warm season grasses. It's also part of the city's maintenance plan for all of its 51 prairies. Today, members of the city's environmental management team gather at the site. There is a naturalist, a water quality specialist, and a fire boss.
Hey, fire guy.
I look pretty big.
James Johnson is the fire guy. He carries a backpack filled with flammable liquid, a mixture of diesel fuel and gasoline. Holding a wand, he drips the fuel onto the grass. It catches fire instantly. Dry grasses flare up, snapping and crackling as orange flames consume the prairie. Johnson says sometimes the burning attracts a crowd.
The people, I think, who understand what we're doing, that it is a prairie management thing, they want to come out and see it. We've had people, actually, these homes right over here, they brought out their kids a couple years ago when we burned this, and they, hey, you know, it's time for the prairie burn, and, you know, we told them what time, and they were all sitting out here like it was a fireworks display or something.
There's also a water truck on hand to prevent the fire from getting out of control. Elizabeth Forg is the crew's naturalist. She's thrilled by the city's efforts and believes her work plays a critical role in educating the community.
This is our lives and our livelihoods and our passion is to see the, especially in Minneapolis, to see the natural areas continue to thrive and, you know, continue to grow, get more areas going, more little prairies happening. I mean, we're teaching a lot of people about prairies and trying to bring back these little areas. As often as we can, we'll do it.
While prescribed burning is considered to be the most effective way to manage a prairie, it does have some trade-offs. The burn may have scared off or even killed some smaller animals. But Ron Bowen says, come spring, many animals will thrive in a new habitat.
In the end, if we use fire, we improve the habitat, really, and so that short-term loss, perhaps, of habitat, long-term gain, one has to measure all of those things and, you know, throw a fire at it every now and then. It's really good management.
Bowen's interest in prairie is tied to his livelihood, but his commitment goes much deeper than that. He sees a flourishing prairie as more than tall grasses. It's a developing habitat teeming with wildlife, a teaching tool for the community, and a way to alter the urban experience. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tasha Rosenfeld in Minneapolis.